The Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program today is special. Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. Today, Tuesday, is the 14th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Asaf, Verse 8 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, although the disbelievers dislike it.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The enemy is preoccupied at all times with extinguishing the divine light of guidance. Allah's religion is light, namely it leads to knowledge, growth, treading the path toward Allah, and happiness. The stratagems and devices of the enemies aiming at confrontation with the truth is fruitless and of no avail. Thus, in order to reflect that the enemies of the truth may not efface divine religion, the blessed verse presents a similitude, saying that they intend to put out the divine light with their mouth, but Allah Almighty perfects His light despite disbelievers dislike it. Knowing the Imam of the time. The Prophet and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt have very clearly explained the importance of knowing the Imam of the time. From these sayings, we can understand that survival of our faith is based on our knowledge of the Imam of the time. If one lacks the knowledge of the Imam, all his deeds will be valueless. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "One who dies and he does not believe in the Imam of time, his death will be the death of an unbeliever." Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, "One who dies and he does not believe in an imam, his death will be the death of an unbeliever. The people will not be excused unless they know their imam."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam, the teachings and message of the present Imam for his followers, for the Islamic Ummah, the signs which are to appear before the appearance of Imam alayhi salam. And again, the next issue that we have to be aware of is studying the hadith describing the appearance of Imam alayhi salam, and is the Imam alayhi salam aware of or in connect with his people, or if his presence is felt in the Shias or in the Muslim communities, then what is the nature of his presence? The proofs of the imamate of our 12th imam that we have referred to earlier. Is it possible for an imam to guide his community while he is in occultation? This is, again, one important question that we need to understand, and we need to have answers for. These are some of the important matters which must be studied and be pondered on by a Muslim or a duty bound. The second factor that we have to focus on is about the knowledge of the Imam from hadithi point of view. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt have very clearly explained the importance of knowing the Imam of the time. From these sayings, we can understand that survival of our faith is based on our knowledge of the Imam of the time. If one lacks the knowledge of the Imam of his time, all his deeds will be valueless. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One who dies and he does not believe in it, that is, in the presence of his an imam, his death will be the death of unbeliever or jahili or ignorance."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we look at industrial and technological preparation. Under the title of Different Aspects of Preparation for Coming of the Imam. Contrary to supposition that states that to realize a world filled with justice would involve the elimination of modern technology, we hold that not only do advanced industries not preclude the world from having some global government of justice, but that also such a government may be impossible without them. In order to establish a global system in the world, we need super modern equipment by which we can travel from one side of the world to another, be informed about everything, and transmit the requisite information anywhere in the least possible time. There is a detailed tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam which suggests the use of technology at the time of Imam al-Mahdi's global government. Truly a believer white in the east at the time of al-Qa'im will see his brother who is in the west, and so is the case with him who is in the west. Principally, such a world which is qualified to arrive at such a stage must have extensive and advanced equipment and education to able to put the main parts of such a reformist program into practice.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
So it's necessary to find our role as we wait for the Imam. One of these roles is praying for the Imam. A hadith from the Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, himself states, increasing supplication for the hastening, for surely in that lies your success. It is imperative to plead to Allah on behalf of our Imam. Because when we pray for someone else, it demonstrates our love for them. This is an important quality to have when it comes to our relationship with the people and his family. Other role is increasing our knowledge about him. This will help us to have a better understanding of the religion we adopt and the world we live in and deal with. Without free thinking and questioning, we might choose darkness instead of true guidance. Be faithful is not enough. It needs to be bound with knowledge. The Quran states, Allah will raise the position of the believers and of those who have received knowledge.
We should have that same trait within ourselves, again, as people who are trying to pave the way of the return of our 12th Imam. And so as believers, all need to know and follow the grand scholars of our faith. You know, the Maraja Taqlid that we follow in terms of jurisprudence, but so many other issues of Islam. You know, we have issues of theology, of akhlaq, of how to understand Quran. And many times we might sit and think for hours, but we don't come with an answer. But if we know the scholars of our faith, then we're able to easily find, you know, what they have given to us in terms of guidance. You know, talking to people every now and then, especially the younger generation, the younger children, you know, they very well know all of the players on the NHL, for example, on the Edmonton Oilers. You ask them who's the center, who's defense, who's the goalie, they'll know all the names. Many children will memorize this, all the stats. You know, this person scored so many goals last season, how many assists they had, how many points they got, how many awards they've won. Many times people will know, you know, a particular movie, what actors were in it, what was the plot about. We memorize and we know a lot of these things. But if we were to ask those same people, give me the names of three scholars, let's say, who wrote books of hadith of the Shia, maybe they might not know. Maybe they would, but maybe they wouldn't know. Or give me the names of 10 Maraja Taqlid that are alive today, or even 5, right? Would we know who they are? Maybe we might, but I would like to be on the other side and say that probably many people would not be able to name other than the scholar that they probably follow in terms of Taqlid. And so we need to know who our scholars are. I don't mean an entire biography, but know their names, some information about why they're important. Because, you know, whether we realize it or not, but it's these great scholars who have endured 1,200 years of carrying this religion one after the other, right? And these are scholars, for example, who lived at a time when they didn't have internet. And today we can go and, you know, print a book. You can go on the online and download a PDF of a book, print it at home, and you have a book of hadith. But these are scholars who would travel thousands of kilometers to find one hadith to write down, right? And this is how our books of hadith were compiled. They weren't handed to them. They had to travel around the you know, that part of the world in many different cities, risking life and limb to find hadith, to discuss with scholars. Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reach to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. Let us contemplate on a wonderful maxim from the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, on the eve of his auspicious birthday anniversary. Nothing spites Satan like performing the prayer. So perform it and spite him. Congratulations to everyone on 15th of Sha'ban. We here at Arabi English Radio congratulate all our Muslim listeners on the occasion of 15th of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of the 12th Imam, Al-Qa'im Al-Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance. Congratulations to all our Muslim listeners on this most auspicious occasion.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about regret or hasrat, as we say in Arabic. One of the designations of the day of resurrection is the day of regret. In the Holy Quran, we read the following verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Warn them of the day of regret. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. When the matter will be decided, when they are yet heedless and do not have faith. Again, we also read, lest anyone should say, alas for my negligence in the vicinage of Allah. Indeed, I was among those who ridiculed. And also, a day when the wrongdoer will bite his hand, saying, I wish that I had followed the apostles' way. Right? So one of the designations and names of the day of resurrection is the day of regret. It's the day when human beings will look back on their lives and they will regret what they have done because of the punishment that awaits them on account of their evil deeds and their transgressions. Regarding regret in general, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, the greatest of regrets on the day of resurrection will be the regret of a man who gained wealth through means of disobedience to Allah, which was then inherited by a man who spent it in the obedience of Allah. For example, let's say that there's a father, he obtains his wealth and his and, you know, his money, the money that he makes through unlawful means. And when he dies, his son, you know, who inherits his wealth, he spends it in the obedience of Allah and on the path of good. When this person on the day of resurrection looks at this and sees this, he will be regretful. In continuation, the Imam alayhi salam said, thus, because of it, meaning the same wealth, the latter entered paradise, whereas the former entered the fire. Something similar is also, it's also interesting to note that something similar has also been mentioned regarding knowledge. They say that one of the most regretful things on the day of resurrection for a scholar, for a person with knowledge, is that he will see that he taught people good things and those people acted upon them and went to heaven because of it. But on the contrary, he himself did not act upon it, and because of that he was damned and he was sent to hell because of it. This will be a source of regret for the person. Something similar here is mentioned here regarding wealth and property and money. Also regarding regret, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person with the most intense remorse on the day of resurrection will be the man who sold his hereafter for the world of others. Man ba'a akhiratahu bidunya ghayrih. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at regret in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra' بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are here, alhamdulillah, with you again with another Qur'anic session. So, Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, today we will talk about Ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran on page 52. Yes?
Yes.
So,
yes.
We ask our brothers and sisters who are now listening to IRIB English Radio, please have your Quran with you. Turn to page 52, Ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran. We will listen to this ayah and then inshallah continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist. La ilaha illa huwa العزيز الحكيم.
Great, nice recitation. Now we will practice. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll recite. Make sure you carefully listen and then repeat after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط.
شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Allah Almighty bears witness that there is no God except Him, and so do the angels and those who possess knowledge. Maintainer of justice is Allah, right? There is no God, لا إله إلا هو, except Him, okay? The Almighty, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. This ayah is an important ayah. So, one of the verses, one of the ayat that we can use, okay, to prove the oneness of Allah Almighty from the Quran is this ayah. Sometimes, Ali Nasir says, Fawad, Ali Nasir says that, I believe that God is one. Okay? Everybody says Ali Nasir, come on. So Fawad says, I believe Allah is one. There is no God, la ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah Almighty. Hussein says, I say. So look, we bear witness. We testify, yes, that there is no God except God, Allah Almighty. So, but look, in this ayah, Allah Almighty Himself says that I bear witness that there is no God except me. Allah Almighty Himself in the Quran, Shahid Allah, He bears witness. Allah bears witness. Allah testifies that there is no Lord, there is no God except Him. It's an important thing, yes?
Yes.
Once we do this, once Allah Almighty Himself, we can't compare this. Wal malaika, also the angels bear witness, okay, that there is no Lord except God, except Allah Almighty. Wa ulul ilm, and those who possess knowledge, like the scholars, those who have understood. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah, those who have understood, those who have the knowledge of Allah Almighty, okay, those who know. So they also bear witness that there is no Lord except Allah Almighty. So قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ, while this Lord, while this God is a maintainer of justice, while this Lord is a fair Lord. And لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, there is no God but Him, Al-Aziz, two of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Al-Aziz, He is the Almighty. He has the all power. And Al-Hakim, He is the All-Wise. Got it? So, of course, we have a lot of good explanations, interpretation, a tafsir, okay? I want you to refer to the tafsir, inshallah, for more explanation. Since we don't have much time, we'll move on with the tajweed rules, but make sure, yes, you do so, okay?
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min faydhi dhiya ayatul.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا وسماء.
Let's recite the Quran.
Now we'll mention some of the important tajweed rules, and then inshallah we'll finish the class, and we'll be here with you inshallah in the coming sessions. Shahid Allah. First and foremost, we have to mention some of the important letters that you need to pay attention to the pronunciation, the correct pronunciation. Hussein, the first one I think is ha, right? The letter ha.
Yes, shahida.
Ha, yeah, shahida. Do not say that. Shahida, right? Shahida, yes. No. Shahida. If you say shahida, it changes the meaning. Shahida. Shahida Allah again. La annahu la ilaha illa hu. Look how many we have. Wa ulul ilm wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist. La ilaha illa hu al aziz al hakim. Ha ha. Now this one is ha. The next letter, which is important, is waw. Make sure you don't produce a sound like V in English. Wal malaika. No. Wal malaika. Like you say, what? When? Wow. Like this sound, okay? Don't say vow. Very. Not this V, okay? It is the count. It produces the sound of W, okay? Not the V. This is important. Ayn is important. Wa ulul ilm, ayn, hamza, the differences. And then qa, heavy sound, qaf, qist, ta is important, right, Fawad?
Yes.
And yeah, that's all. Inshallah, pay attention. Now, the tajweed rules. Shahida Allahu, shahida, dal has a fatha. The next word is the word Allah. Shahid Allahu. Allah, the lam will produce a heavy sound, of course. Yes?
Yes.
Shahid Allahu. Why?
Mm-hmm. Because uh-huh. The letter before the word Allah has a fatha.
Has a fatha on the top. Shahid Allahu. Right? Annahu. La annahu. Nur Mushaddad. Produce a nasal sound. Also, what? Prolong it for two counts. Annahu la ilaha la ilaha. Both are jais. La ilaha la ilaha. Right?
Yes.
Why mad is jais? How do you know mad is jais or wajib?
Because the mad. Alif mad, uh-huh. And the mad hamza are not in the same word.
Ah, so the rule is this, Fawad. Yeah, if the hamza that you have, which is harf, which is sababul mad, and alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, which are huruful mad, if huruful mad, any of the huruful mad, doesn't matter, waw mad, alif mad, ya mad, if one of this with the hamza, which is sababul mad. If they are in the same word, in one word, you have to produce the sound, prolong the sound. The mad becomes wajib for six counts. But if they are not in the same word, they are in two different words. Like, la, harful mad, alif mad, is in the word la. And ilaha, mad, which is sababul mad, is in another word. Two different words, two separate words.
Yes.
So, in this case, the mad is not wajib to stretch. It is jais. You can stretch it for two counts, three counts, four counts, five counts, six counts. Jais, it's up to you, right? If you love, la ilaha. If you're tired, la ilaha. Right? It's up to you. Okay? I mean, like the mad is jais.
Yes.
La ilaha illa huwa wal malaika. But the word malaika, the mad is wajib.
Yes.
Malaika. Alif mad, malaika. And sababul mad all in the same word. Malaikatu wa ulul no. Do you see the waw? It has a sukun on the top.
Yes.
So it has a sukun on the top. It means don't read the waw. وأولول وأوه
not you just skip it fast.
Uh-huh, short vowel sound. As if there is no vowel. وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ أُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطُ قَا One important rule. Heavy sound. إِمَن تنوين plus ba. Do you see the baby meme on the top of قَائِمَ? Huh? Do you see that meme on the top of meme?
Yes.
That meme on the top of meme tells you an important rule. إِقْلَاب. Right?
I have a question.
قَائِمًا.
So every time إِقْلَاب happens,
you see that baby meme on the top. With تَنْوِين or if it's نُون ساكين also, you see a baby meme on the top of نُون ساكين. That's the sign of إِقْلَاب. It tells you, change the تَنْوِين sound or the نُون sound into a hidden meme sound.
Half
meme. Okay, half meme sound. As if there should be a little space between your lips, just for a paper, a piece of paper. Okay? Yeah, Fawad knows how to do it. قَائِمًا. He's doing it so well. Okay. بِالْقِسْطُ. قِسْطُ. When you stop here, طَا is will be changed to a ساكن طَا, right?
Yes.
You should produce a
bouncing
or a قَلْقَلَ sound. Then, لَا جِيم tells you it is جَائِز, of course. We have mentioned it. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. If you stop at the word حَكِيم, if you don't want to continue it to the next word, to the next ayah, okay? Stop here. Prolong the sound. حَكِيم. مَدُّ الْعَارِضُ
لِسْسُكُونُ.
The very, very important tajweed rules. Actually, all the important tajweed rules I think we've mentioned here, alhamdulillah, in this ayah. Sure, you practice inshallah well, and yes, that's all. Thank you so much, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and brothers and sisters who have been with us listening to IRIB English Radio. We really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio. If you want to learn Quran with tajweed and some tafsiri, actually, points, we are here with you to help you, inshallah. See you in the coming sessions, the same time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me from your love. We mainly concluded in the previous episodes that love is the only element that pushes the human beings into the side of amal, and this is what we mean when we say that love is never dissociated from action and amal, and it is actually the sign of the one who has fallen in love. This action and amal based on mahabba and love of that thing. So, in the previous episode, we were discussing the fact that when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O Allah, you are indeed aware that though my obedience to you has not been persistent in practice, but it has endured in love and determination. We said that one's obedience to the Almighty Allah, one's action and amal, may at times fall short of those desired standards that the Almighty Allah has set for the servants. But what does not fall short is the certainty of true muhibbin about their love of the Almighty Allah. They are truly sure that they are moving on the path of love and obedience of the Almighty Allah. And one who has experienced the love of Allah within himself, he would never doubt in this fact. Because it is possible that a servant may show negligence in obeying Allah practically, as sometimes he may embark on something which is disliked by the Almighty Allah. But that which is not imaginable, even while such a person is embarking on something which is disliked by the Almighty Allah, even when that person is indulged in the wrongdoing, is his dislike for Allah's obedience and his love for sinning. This is not something to be imagined. This is unimaginable. In short, bodily parts may slip and fall into sins as Satan and one's own lowly desires may gradually entice them to do so. But the thing is that nothing other than the love of Allah, the love of obeying Him, and abhorrence of disobedience to Him enters the heart of righteous ones and true salihin.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So what we have concluded up to now is that love is never dissociated from action. Although sometimes words, action, and amal may fall short of those desired standards, but the love of the muhibbin is something that they're always sure about. Now, this point is brilliantly reflected in this phrase of the supplication when it says, O Allah, I love obeying you even though I have fallen short of it, and I dislike disobeying you even though I have embarked on it. So be gracious to me in granting me the heaven. And this is the fact that causes the split between the bodily instruments and the instruments of the soul. When we differentiate between jawarih and jawanih, one of the reasons is this, because the bodily parts sometimes fail to accompany the instruments of the heart, but the jawanih, those instruments of the soul of the righteous ones, solely belong to Allah, and they always succumb to the love of the Almighty Allah, and nothing and no one else. However, if the heart attains a higher state of purity and sincerity, then the bodily parts would have no way but to obey and submit to it. Rather, in such a case, the bodily instruments would abide with what the instruments of the soul command them and want from them. And at this point, the split between the jawarih and jawanih shall disappear as a result of sincerity the heart has attained. This matter of concept of sincerity is what we have sufficiently discussed upon in the previous episodes. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban wal'alam yigillak ahibak ya Sha'ban. Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك سهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقول لك أحبك
شعبان بجمالك
شعبان.
احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits in the Quran, human traits that promotes the concept of human rights. One of these concepts that promotes human rights in the Quran is the trait of ihsan, which is being good or excellence in worship and behavior. And there are plenty of verses in this regard. Inshallah, we will look at a few of them so the concept becomes very clear in our heads of how ihsan contributes to human rights. One of the verses in the Quran, in chapter 2, verse 195, Allah says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ And then Allah says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحُبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ So Allah says, be good, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the good doers. Now, in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has classified a group of people, and he called them muhsinin, which means it's a club that not anyone can enter. In order for me to enter the club of muhsinin, I have to be a muhsin first. And being a muhsin and being a good doer, it's not just verbal, rather it is an action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse, calling me and you